Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace greetings. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We are in the second half of Acts 20:21, where Paul says that he testified to Jews and to Greeks two basic things. And I think these are the whole counsel of God from Acts 20:27. It's repentance toward God, and then number two, faith toward Jesus Christ. So yesterday, we dug into the thought of what Paul might have meant by repentance towards God. Let's now dig into faith toward Jesus Christ. And really, Paul's made the gospel very, very simple. It's for everyone. It's for Jews and Greeks. That includes the whole world. That's the first point. The second point is that the gospel is repenting toward God. It's changing your mind about God, and it's changing your mind toward God. And then we talked about some of the things that can go into that process, and part of that is to change the picture of the Father, and part of that is to stop thinking that we're separated from the Father, and part of that is to stop adding dead works to try to get back to a Father who's not separated from us. That leads us to basically the third tenet of this whole council, and that it's faith toward Jesus Christ. And I would start by saying it's faith toward Jesus because we are acceptable in Christ. You see, the period of time in which we felt or perceived that we were unacceptable to God really had nothing to do with sin. Let me slow down for a second and say this again. Wherever we feel wherever we feel separated or unacceptable to God, it really theologically has nothing to do with our sin. It has everything to do with our marriage to the law. You see, we've been accepted in the Beloved. In other words, we've been accepted through our union with Christ. The only thing that makes us unacceptable as a potential bride for our husband is if we are married to someone else. He can't commit adultery and take us from someone else. This is why the 7th chapter of Romans is so essential, because it shows a people married to the law who cannot legally divorce the law. There's nothing wrong with the law. We can't get away from it. And so we need to die to be freed from the law. The problem is, if we die, then we're dead. And that's no good. So Christ dies on our behalf. I'm paraphrasing the first few verses of Romans 7. Christ dies on our behalf to free us from the obligation of our first husband, the law, so that we are then free, and this is the way Paul phrases it, free to marry another. And Christ resurrects so that we can be married to the risen Christ. So any time that we might deem people unacceptable, it has to be through union to the law. And again, I'm going to make this very, very clear. The centrality of Jesus is the key issue. When Paul talks about the whole counsel of God, repentance toward God, faith towards Jesus, the centrality of Jesus is what we're talking about. And we really, I think we have a codependency issue in the church. So where people have become so codependent on their accountability partner or the list of regulations and things they think they need to do to get back in favor with God, that we've really bound them from being released into the glorious liberty of sonship, and they can't have faith towards Christ because they spend all their time working trying to get back towards God. Let Christ be the central figure. Repent towards God, put faith in Christ, believe that our acceptance is the fact that we have been freed from the obligation of the law, and we are free to just walk in Jesus. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.